Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the day after the big eclipse. Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. I hope your day yesterday, whatever in the world you were doing and wherever you were, was wonderful. And I hope that those of you who were in the area of totality found a little patch where you didn't have clouds. Thanks for joining us here on this day after the eclipse. And you know, we've talked about the eclipse enough. Had a wonderful time, first time out to Joshua Tree ever, and that was awesome with Caroline Horn, who does Akashic Records readings for us. She's in the readers section of funastrology.com, and we had a great time, and I appreciated her and her dog, Marsh, coming out to take me out there to show me around Joshua Tree. It was great. We had a magical morning, as I'm sure you did, but the sky keeps moving. And the thing about this eclipse, the thing to keep in mind about this eclipse is it wasn't just about yesterday. Yesterday, of course, culminated the spectacular event. But this has been building for, in my life, in my case, 2 months. And according to Ray Merriman, that's within the window. And we'll see this for the next year and a half up to. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of sizzle, a lot of other stuff around this eclipse, and that's why we need to keep moving and set our sights on tomorrow. But before we do that, let's talk about the one aspect up over our heads today, and that is that the moon leaves Aries and enters Taurus. And actually, this transit through Taurus has a pretty good aspect to wrap it up, and that's a sextile to Neptune. That will happen early Thursday morning. So you have today basically all day and tomorrow all day to work within that fairly favorable aspect of the moon in Taurus with a last aspect before it goes void, of course, on Thursday with Neptune. And that full technique is outlined in Chapter 4 of Book of the Moon. The audiobook is out, Stephen Forrest. A lot of you guys have picked it up and had good comments about it. By the way, if you don't mind sticking a favorable comment, if you liked it, in Audible, that would be great. It would help Steve and me out both, and we'd appreciate it. Now, let's be thinking about Mars and Saturn. They conjoin tomorrow, and this really is the big one. I think this has been responsible for so much of the shakeup and breakup that's been going on. Tomorrow at 4:36 p.m. Eastern at 14 degrees 41 minutes Pisces, and in the chart, just set to where I am here, it shows up in the 8th house. And there's another confirmation of the theme that has been showing up all the way through, and that is of transformation. Now, this is just a personal thought, a lot of it derived from my own situation. But that this aspect, combined with yesterday's eclipse, has had a very long prior reach of effect. And you know, everybody is so on edge. Everybody is so tense. And that's the shadowy stuff of Mars and Saturn. The conflicts that are going on around the world, that's the stuff of Mars and Saturn. You say, what about the earthquakes? No, that's more the April 20th stuff. Have you registered, by the way, for the webinar? Robert's been busy preparing, and it's going to be great, talking about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th. Just go to funastrology.com. It's right up there at the top. But that certainly is also the other big aspect in the mix of this big three, the eclipse, Mars-Saturn tomorrow, Jupiter-Uranus a week from Saturday. Now, we know in basic astrology that planetary energy begins to dissipate after an exact conjunction, and we'll talk about that, how it looks like it will fade out in tomorrow's episode. This one is an aspect that I've been respecting very much personally, and just aware that when these two come together in such a strong Mars in my own chart, that it's just best to be aware and always hold space of potential conflict. So what I mean by that is to just always be in the deflection kind of mode. What can I do to soften this right now? Now, stuff might come up that you need to deal with, and that's life, right? That's absolutely to be expected. How you approach it is, I'm going to do everything to keep the peace here. And that was part of the breakdown of what happened in my situation. I got caught in a very emotional moment. So I'm passing on my own lesson. I have kind of committed for myself that any kind of business that needs to be addressed, I am putting off until after, and I'm even saying way after, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on the 20th. I'm waiting until this bundle breaks up. You know, if I had followed this advice, probably would still have the family thing together. However, that also brought up that there are issues that need to be addressed. So the theme right now, I would say, is potential tension or potential conflict. And my goodness, that's not looking at the shadowy, dark side of the chart. That what that's saying is, let this guide us into peace. Let the chart show us that right now it could be spiky energy. So we're going to put our guard up for that. We're not going to walk on eggshells, but we're going to at least be alert to it, to just step away from it. If you are out in Joshua Tree and you hear a rattlesnake, you can observe where the rattle is coming from and decide to just deflect and get away. That's what this is talking about. It's the rattlesnake saying there could be conflict and tension over here. Step too close, you could get bit. So that's the key word, is potential tension or conflict. Action step, step around the rattlesnake. And be watching. Be watching for See, that's the thing. And like in North Carolina, the rattlesnakes were all disguised and they were in the foliage. They were a lot harder. Out here, it's more in the open. But either way, if you come across one, you go another direction. And that's the idea. So the action step is simply be alert, listen for the rattle, and then be willing to not keep walking toward it. That's where we break down. We keep walking toward the rattle. I hope you'll use that as a metaphor. Just imprint that in your mind. Not rattlesnakes, but just, you know, that there's over here. What are you going to do? Oh, let's go over there and check that out. Might be a big one. Yeah, it might be. Have a great day. I love you guys. Happy eclipse season. We'll see you back tomorrow.